Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better act somebody. Hat on, suit on, looking like the Dapper Don. Giving them all. Like a million bucks, things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Everybody out there listening to me. Mm-hmm. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together. Oh, you could be Steve Harvey. Well, yeah. Oh, listen. Steve Harvey, why don't you join me? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Turn them out. Steve Harvey, turn them on to the morning, y'all. Ooh, Come on. Do your thing, Big Daddy. I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Well, I got to tell you something, everybody. And this is great news for everybody. That I'm going to share something with your principal of becoming successful at whatever level you choose. It can be successful in a relationship, successful in a family. Success is maybe considered to you becoming a homeowner. It could be being debt-free. Your idea of success could be $60,000 a year, $50,000 a year, $100,000 a year. Doesn't matter. If you're considering it, if you're wanting it, if you have a desire to become successful, I want to share with you the very beginning of that. If no one's ever done it, I'm going to say the beginning of it today. See, Scripture makes it very clear for us that the only thing you need to become successful is already inside of you. It's not an external need. God wouldn't do that to you. He puts the core basis of everything you need inside of you. So if you discover it, if you tend to it, nurture it, fertilize it, and water it, it grows, it branches out. Then it reaches out externally and it starts grabbing things outside of there to make it even bigger, stronger, better, last longer. But in the very beginning, you don't need anything. It's all within you. And if you cultivate your relationship with God, it comes out. It flourishes. Now, let me tell you, that thing that I'm talking about is a God-given gift that he has given to all of us. We all possess it. It is all within us. Everybody has a gift. Had somebody told me what I know now, back then, I would have saved myself tons of mistakes. I just didn't know the principles. I had to learn them all. Well, one of the principles of becoming successful is your mindset. You got to get your mind right. Now, this mindset is simply a decision that you can make. I can't get it for you. I can tell you what to do, but you got to make the decision. You that's listening have to decide, you know what? I'm going to go on and get at it. I'm going to stop renting. I'm going to become a homeowner. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stop living check to check. I'm going to put a budget together. I'm going to stop stepping out on my family. I'm going to go home. I'm going to get it together. I'm going to stop using. When you make these decisions, that's correcting your mindset. Now, the closer connection you have with God, the more help you get sustaining the mindset. How many times have you started to do something and you stopped? How many resolutions have you made at the new year and stopped by February? Over with by mid-January, done in March. Because if you don't have a clear connection with your Creator to help you carry out, the other force out there, that evil force, is designed to get you not to reach your goals, get you not to come to resolution with whatever the resolutions are you made, so you can consider yourself not worthy or a failure or unable to do something. But the more things you are able to accomplish, the greater your confidence grows. So we got to get your mindset together. Your mindset is a decision that you have to make. When you make the decision, you can begin the process. Your mindset is also a will of yours. A will, along with the decision, a will, a willingness to do right, a willingness to change, a willingness to be better. It's going to then cause you to have to make a decision to make a change of direction. Don't go where everybody else going. You got to go your way now. You can't follow the crowd. You got to take a less traveled path. You cannot do this without changing your direction. You can't keep hanging with the people you've been hanging with if you want to be different, because they not. Then you have to develop an obligation to yourself. You've got to say, you know what, for me and my family, or if you don't have a family, for me, I owe it to myself. I have an obligation to myself to be the best me that I can possibly be. To be the best self that I can possibly be. To be the best father, the best man, the best husband, the best wife, the best mother, the best daughter, the best son, the best student, the best employee, the best owner. You have an obligation to yourself to give yourself a shot at the best life you can. That's an obligation. You owe that to yourself. Why would you not live the best life that you possibly could? You have an obligation to yourself. Why would you cheat yourself like that? Why would you take yourself and never allow yourself to see the goodness that's already in you, to have the abundance that's been promised to you, to go and explore all the riches out there that's available to you? And but one of the worst ways that you can rob yourself of the joy of your obligation is to keep comparing yourself to somebody else. Because guess what, man? That ain't your life. You ain't Jay-Z and Beyonce. You're not Oprah and Steadman. That's not who you are. Quit looking around at everybody else. That comparison of everybody else will keep you broken. It'll keep you unhappy. You won't even be able to be grateful for what you have because you steady talking about what you don't have. That's not the way, man. You have an obligation to yourself to be the best you can be, not the best them. You're not them. Stop trying to be them. Be the best you. It's cool. You got a nice little house. That's cool. You know how many big houses is empty and filled with hate and resentment? I'd rather have a smaller house filled with joy in it than to go to a big house. Man, Prince got a line in a song that says, I realized in its best disguise, a pretty house don't make a home. Man, don't you know I know how true that is? So I'm just trying to tell you. Now, another part of the mindset is taking dead aim at your life's goals and ambitions. What are they? What are your goals and your visions? What do you see for yourself? What do you dream about? If you knew you couldn't fail at whatever it is you were attempting, what would you go attempt? See, that's what we need to be after. It's a mindset, y'all. It's a decision. It's a will. It's a change of direction. It's an obligation to yourself. It's taking dead aim at your life's visions and goals. Come on, man. You got to get your mind wrapped around this thing. You owe it to yourself to live the best life you can be. Come on, man. Talk to God. God got something for you. You just got to check in with him.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, it is time. It's morning time.
Come on now.
Okay. We gather today. 6 o'clock or so.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Wow. That's right.
With intentions of eye lightening, intentions of camaraderiness. We come to you with the intention of
informatization. Mm. We are here in the morning time.
That boy can write a word.
In spite of the crisis that's going on around the world, we that are here are blessed and highly favored.
That's right, Pastor. Amen.
Walking that walk.
Yes.
And talking that talk.
Yeah.
And jaywalking when I walk.
Jay.
Sermons ain't got to have no meaning. They just got to sound like it's one.
Fix.
I say, look here. Welcome to the baddest morning show in the land. I know there's others, but them is imitations.
Come on, Pastor.
I know it's folks with radio shows.
Yeah.
That's right.
But they ain't got us on it.
You better minister. Right. You better.
I know of some shows I think is pretty good my damn self.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. If I had a radio and I had turned to one station,
come on,
I would pick the same one you just picked.
Yeah.
I know you picked it
because
I'm on it and you hear me. Like I said, other choices, but why make the wrong choice every day?
That's right. That's right.
Knowing that we are here and they are there.
Come on
That's
now.
Right. That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce him to you. A man with a large nose, great, big old lips.
Bring yourself out. Pastor.
Face has grown in width over the years.
Okay.
Mustache.
Yeah.
World famous.
Yes, he is. World.
That's true.
Got more credits.
Got a lot of
than Equifax.
Oh, you better come on, credit. Credit.
He has told more jokes.
Yeah.
Than these other radio shows have attempted.
Yes.
Ain't nobody on in the morning more funny than me. And when I come back, I'm going to introduce me to you and the rest of the morning crew. They are here standing by. But I done took off down the road of foolishness. And I didn't know how to get off. Sometime when you go down the road of foolishness, it ain't no exit. So we on this road, and I'll be back at the bottom of the hour. In the name of the Steve Harvey Morning Show, we be right back.
Right back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Right now it's time for the nephew to run that prank back.
Are your lights on? Sound pretty simple. Cat dog, if you would.
Harmless.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach a
Who's calling?
They call me Pepper. I live, I think I actually live in an apartment behind you. I think my apartments are up against each other. Are you in unit?
Who wanna know?
Actually, I'm wanting to know. I'm calling you. I got a little bit of a problem. I actually live in which is the apartment our apartments are back to back with each other. And I don't mean no harm, man. But you are though, right?
Yes.
Okay. Here's what's going on. It took me a long time to try to figure this out. But when you come home in the evening and you turn your lights on, my oven and stove come on. And I'm talking about every aisle on my stove is on and burning hot.
How do you know that's because when I turn my lights on?
I done figured it out. It just seemed like every time, I hear you when you close your door, and I every evening I'm like, why is my oven and my stove coming on? And I'm talking about my whole kitchen just 100 degrees in there behind the stove being on like that.
Okay, did you call maintenance?
From my understanding, I'm on the list, and they're not going to get to me for a couple of days now. So I'm asking you, Ms., if you don't mind, to not have your lights on until they come get this fixed.
Okay, so you asking me not to turn on my lights for 3 or 4 days and, you know, to sit in the dark.
Well, I'm just saying it's only going to be for a couple of days. I know it's a little bit of an inconvenience, but I mean, I can't be over here in the house, you know, damn, they're about to burn down.
Are you listening to what you're saying? You're asking me to sit in the dark. You know, I got a baby. I can't sit in the dark.
Okay. I mean, do y'all have any candles or something y'all can work with or something like that?
I have to give my baby food, milk. I mean, really, you want me to sit in the dark and you don't want me to turn anything on? You know, I got to feed my baby.
I understand, and much respect to you and your child. Much respect. But what I'm trying to explain to you is, I mean, we have to look at the big hazard here. The bigger hazard is that I'm over here with fire on.
Okay,
you know?
First of all, where are you getting this we from? How am I involved in your situation? I have
because
nothing to do with what's going on in your house.
Your license patched in some kind of way to my oven and stove.
Okay, but I don't have anything to do with that. You know, you need to call management or maintenance or whatever, but I don't have anything to do with that. And I want to know, how do you know when I get home and turn on my lights? I mean, like, are you looking in my window or something? Are you a peeping Tom? Do I need to call 911?
You don't need to call nobody on me. Now, what we need to do is get somebody over here and fix this oven and this stove. That's what we got to get done. But until then, right now, you can't turn them lights on.
Oh, I'm turning on my lights. I know you ain't trying to regulate what I do in my house.
Listen, I'm going to tell you just like this here. I'm going to need you to keep them lights off until maintenance get over here in 2 days. Now, if I see this stove come on and all these eyes on this stove come on, then I'm going to come back over there and we're going to have to rectify the problem. But I cannot have this coming on.
So you threatening me now?
No, I am not. I'm telling you not to turn the lights on. That's what I'm asking you to do.
Well, I can't sit in the dark, and I'm going to turn on my light. So, you know, you're going to have to deal with it.
No, I'm not going to deal with it. You're going to have to actually turn the lights off. Now, I understand. Do you have somewhere you can go stay?
Do you have somewhere you can go stay? I'm not leaving my house. I don't have a problem. You and the one with the problem.
I'm not finna leave here, and then you turn it on, and then the
And if you come over here and knock on my door, you think you see fire in your stove, you're going to see some fire. I can show you some fire.
Okay, listen. I'm trying to work with you as calmly as I can, okay?
You're not trying to work with me calmly.
Okay.
The only thing you're doing right now is you're trying to tell me what to do and run my household.
Okay, if you're not going to work with me, then this is what I'm going to do. Because I already found out where the breaker is. I just go and just turn all the power off. So you don't have your power on at all.
Wait a minute. What the No, you can't turn my breaker. Are you crazy?
I got to do what I got to do. I can't start no fire around here.
How the you get my phone number anyway? I mean, how you know my name, my number, all that? You know what? My about to come home, and he going to put the foot up your I don't care if he put your in the oven, and we set your on fire. What the you talking about? You going to damn turn the breaker off.
Hold on. I'm trying to sit over here and prevent a fire for the whole complex, and you up in here trying to commit. This is like arson for you to turn that on.
I don't give a You already got a problem, so I'm just going to add fuel to the fire. You call me. And again, I want to know how you got my number.
Look, I'm not going to sit here and go on this little small talk.
I mean, this
the problem is that we got a problem with your switch. When you turn it on, my oven comes on and all the aisles on the stove
you
come
on. You got a problem, and it's about to be a bigger problem when my man come over there and put a foot up your I don't know who the you think you with, but it's about to be on.
Who do you think you
call the wrong I don't know how you got my number, but you called the wrong today.
Okay, fine. I got one more thing else I need to say to you. Is you listening?
What the you got to say? Because I'm tired of listening to you.
Are you listening?
You ain't said I want to hear today. You calling me with all this.
Here it is. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your husband.
Are you? Wait a minute. Hold up. This is who?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your husband got me to prank phone call you.
Are you serious? Is this for real? I don't believe this. I can't believe this.
You all right?
I know. I was ready to put a foot up in somebody's. I don't believe I just got pumped like this.
Okay, I got to ask you one more thing. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show. You got it.
There you have it. Ain't no other way around it. That boy
was so sweet.
That boy so sweet.
He said, I want you to be in there for 2 days without the lights on.
I understand you got a child. I got that part. You know what I like? You know what I like about black women? They will put their man out there when he ain't there. You wait till my man get home. Oh, he's on and popping
right.
up.
Right. That's it.
That's she know he gonna do it.
That's the joy of having a man.
Hello.
Coming up next, Ask the CLO with Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey in the building, ready for your love questions right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go. As promised, this is for the ladies. We want to help you get you to get your man to open up because, you know, they don't like to talk about stuff.
No, they don't.
You know, they don't like to talk about their feelings and all that. And women, as women, we love that.
Yes,
so,
we do.
Yeah. So this is how to get your man to talk about his feelings. And Steve, please see if you agree with this. Guys, see if you agree with this, because they're not known to do this. So ladies, if you're tired of guessing how your man feels, here are some pointers for you to get your guy to share. All right, Steve, let's see if you agree. Be trustworthy. How about that? For a guy to open
Hell
up.
Hell no.
What?
We stop right there. Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't even get it out.
I'm not understanding what you say. For if you want your man to open up, what?
Okay, yes. Okay, so if you want your guy to open up and share his emotions with you, he's got to be able to trust you. Okay?
That's what it means, Tommy.
Okay, I got you.
Didn't ask you to be trusted.
Yeah, you didn't even let me get it out, Tommy. Anything with the word
trust. Once I hear the word trust, I'm
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
All right. Treat him as an equal. Okay, so he's your partner, he's your husband, he's your man, you know, mm-hmm. he's your boo, whatever. So don't treat him like a child.
I ain't had that before.
What do you mean?
Okay.
You know, treat you like an equal.
What happened before?
I'm just saying, I ain't saying who it was. I'm just saying.
We didn't say who.
You being treated equal now. I'm being treated like a child now.
Equal now, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I've actually been a slave before.
Really, Steve?
By your woman? By a slave?
I mean, you know, if that's the game you're playing, was that the game you were playing or something? You know how people do role reversal? Uh-huh.
No, it wasn't no game. He was a slave.
Give me my shoes.
What are you talking about? Role reversal? No.
You know how you role play with your mate? You role play
with whisper when you talk.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Talking low the whole time.
You ever had
never made eye contact?
You ever been in such a bad relationship that they be sleep on your arm in the morning and you have a decision to make? Mm-hmm. Do I run the risk of pulling my arm out and waking her up? Or do I just chew it off?
That's your decision.
Don't wake her up.
Let me tell you something, man. I damn near had got it off, but I started crying. Because I had been bitten into my shoulder. That blood was everywhere. She woke up with blood all around my mouth. She, what are you doing? I was trying to chew my arm.
Wow.
So what you don't want to wake her up.
So this wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
But she heard me whimpering.
Wow, Steve.
What are you crying? Why is there blood on your mouth? Trying to eat my arm off instead of waking your ass up, which obviously I didn't do. There's blood everywhere on these sheets. You didn't mess these sheets up. What are you doing?
I'm sorry.
Hey.
I'm just trying to leave your ass sleep is what I was trying to do. My bad.
Let me go down
to the hospital and get these 85 stitches put in my shoulder.
Come on back.
Put a little bit of meat back on it. I had most of the meat in my mouth, so they was able to pack it back on and restructure my shoulder.
Wow.
Go ahead. What's
next? All right. You know, like compliment him when he does something well. That's a good way to get him to open up. Like, compliment of the things he does well, you know, in case he's self-conscious or something. You know, oh, honey, I like the way you did this or, you know, whatever.
That's all you going to do?
That's what you've heard?
That's what I get.
That's what you get too, Tommy?
Who told you to put that on?
Told me one time, you got on four different blacks. Them blacks, right? That's four different blacks you got on. Them pants going to go with that jacket, that shirt. That's four different blacks.
Yeah, well,
that's ugly.
That's the risk.
But go on and wear it if that's what you want to do.
Clean t-shirts around here. Where you going?
That's what you get, Jay.
Yeah. Oh, all of a sudden, you just going to put on a clean t-shirt now? Out the blue?
Yeah, change of behavior.
What's the next one, Shelly?
All right. You got to pick the right time, okay? Don't start asking him about his feelings when he's rushed or when he's distracted or watching a game and stuff like that. You got to ease into it, ladies. Ease into it.
So you just going to sit there and ain't going to talk to me? Well, I'm watching the damn game. Oh, the game is more important than me?
Yes. Right now, it is.
Before you go to work, we need to talk.
Yeah, this game is pretty big. They only going to play this once a year.
Did you actually say those words?
Yeah.
To yourself?
You don't say it out loud.
Yeah. But they're getting said.
So, here's another one. Watch your approach, how you approach it. Don't just push it down his throat, you know?
Hello.
Yeah, be gentle. Be non-judgmental. Yeah, you know, you want him to open up. You don't want him to run away from the conversation.
Because you sure don't want to put that down your throat.
Yeah. You don't want it down your throat. Don't push it down our throat.
Right. Hello.
And watch your body language, ladies. We're just moving on.
Please watch your body language.
Watch your body language. Keep yourself cool. Yeah. Don't forget you're trying to make him feel safe and not judged. Okay? So, be cool about it.
Okay.
Be sexy with it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm learning something, Shirley. This is good.
You got that one, Steve? You cool with that one? Watch your body language?
Watch your body language.
Uh-huh. Do you hear me talking to you?
Yeah. Is that neck moving?
Yeah.
Turn all the way around.
I hear everything you're saying. Yeah.
Sitting over there with your arms folded.
Yeah, you got to be cool about it, ladies, if you want to get him to open up.
You want him to open up, but you cross your legs.
And your arms fold.
Hand fold, John. That's ugly. This is an ugly conversation. When they legs are crossed and arms fold.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing happening to you, partner.
Surely these ain't good advices. If you want a man to open up, come talk to me naked. I will be wide open as soon as you walk in the door talking to me naked. Can I talk to you for a minute? Hell yeah. What's up?
Unless it's a game you really want. You pick now to be naked.
Right.
Yeah, right now.
Every time to be naked.
Yes, he does.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Here's a question. What product or what brand reminds you of your childhood home? All right, here's an email from T from New Orleans. It says, "Hey, Morning Crew, every time I see the Quaker oatmeal bottle, the box, I think of my mom's house when I was a kid. She always had a box of it on top of our refrigerator. When I go to visit my pop's house, he always had a box of Frosted Flakes cereal in his pantry. In fact, he probably does right now. What brand or product did your childhood home always have in stock?"
I got a bunch of them.
I knew it.
Ready for me?
You want good
like
memory?
What? Yes. Like what, Steve? You go first.
Comet.
Like
Comet. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Comet.
Yes. That green-ass little can of Comet with the peel-off top with the 8 holes in the top. Yeah. Sprinkle it in and washed all your sinks and your bathtub out.
But let it sit, mm-hmm. though. Let it sit yeah. for a minute.
Let it change colors. Tell you another. Ain't open up refrigerator while seeing an open box of Arm & Hammer baking soda.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Take us back. Same box for a whole year.
You want me to keep taking you back? Sitting on your stove. That Maxwell or Folgers coffee can with the grease in it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's real thick.
Good memories. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
In the bathroom, Crest toothpaste.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Oh, you were Crest people. Okay.
No, we wasn't really Crest.
Yeah, we were Colgate.
Yeah, we had that too. We was whatever was on sale, people.
Can I jump in here and say this though?
One more toothpaste though. Ultra Bright. What? I thought that was just the greatest thing. Go ahead, Tommy.
Okay. Ultra Bright.
If we ran out of that toothpaste, then we go to that fridge where that baking soda would and go in there and get that.
And dip that toothbrush in there.
Yeah.
I actually brush my teeth better with baking soda.
Hello.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. How about this?
Come on.
Tide laundry detergent. Tide. Had to have some Tide.
Ivory.
Yeah. That's washing powder too, Shirley. That ain't that liquid. That's washing powder.
No, that's right. Fab and Oxydol.
He's so loud.
In the big blue box, a damn Fab.
But you didn't. Mm-hmm. Did you have Ivory soap though? Did you have Ivory soap to take your bath?
Dial.
Yeah, you had Dial.
What?
Okay, we had Ivory.
Yeah, we had Ivory soap too.
Floated in the water. Ivory.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go in the bathroom. And up underneath that counter, it's a little red can got some grease in it called Royal Crown, huh?
You better talk.
What?
All your scalp with that right there.
Yeah.
That's how I got my hair pressed when I was a kid.
We're in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in the bathroom.
Scott's single ply toilet tissue.
Oh, no.
One, Scott. You had to be careful wiping yourself with that damn single ply.
Man.
I can't tell you how many times I misjudged it and pushed my finger
dead off. Okay, we get it.
Yeah, we got it.
We got the
single ply. My daddy loved that. Boy, you get 1,000 sheets.
Yeah.
Oh,
my God.
That was my aunt's favorite.
Wait, do y'all remember AIM? Toothpaste.
AIM toothpaste.
Yeah.
The Strike toothpaste.
AIM.
Yeah, with Strike. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Gleam. Uh-huh.
I got one for
deodorant.
You.
Deodorant. Okay.
Go. Here
that
go ahead.
Bottle that hung on the back of the door looked like a hot water bottle with a tube on it.
Yes.
And a spray nozzle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, me and my nephew got the ass whooping our life one time. And we found it on the back of the door. We'd always wondered what it was, so we put water in it, and we found out that the water squeezed through them little holes on that white tip. So we chasing each other around the house, shooting
like water guns,
squirting each other. Okay, then he fill up the bag, and it was my time to hide.
Yes.
And then he'll have it under his arm. My mama came in that house. My mama said, there's all this vinegar in here.
Oh, God.
Now, we didn't know nothing about no vinegar smell. She said, what is all this vinegar I smell in this house? Now, we talking about, that ain't us. Cool. We were squirting water.
Well,
we sat there. My mama got to doing the math and went back in there and touched that hot water bottle with the holes on it. And, boy... We got our ass beat. And then, we didn't even know why we got beat. And then my brother was talking to us.
Told you what it was, didn't he?
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something, Steve. What did you and Al in there grab mama's hot water bottle from the baby? Said, nah, we was playing water gun with it. He said, boy, you know what that is?
Be right there.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. He said, that's a lady's bag. And then I said, I'm clueless.
Yeah.
What you mean it's a lady's bag? That's a douche bag. Really? Still, I'm clueless. Boy, when my damn brother told me what that bag was for.
You wanted to shower, didn't you?
Man. I'm shooting water in my mouth.
Oh, God.
I'm firing full blast. I got the bag under my arm, mouth wide open.
Oh, my God.
That's when I said, that's when I first found out. I said, well, that water a little tangy in there.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Because, you know, because they had a special solution they put in there, and you put vinegar in it, too.
Oh, God.
And that's...
Can we know?
And I had no idea.
All right, we're moving on. Thank you, Steve.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You've probably heard about the benefits of Globe Life Insurance, like how easy it is to buy with a fast approval process and no waiting period. More people choose life insurance from Globe Life than any other company. Call them today at 1-800-251-5400 or visit globeliferadio.com. A representative can guide you through the process in minutes. Again, that's 1-800-251-5400 or globeliferadio.com.
Truth be told. Come on, Junior. Truth be told. I don't know who these people are and where they come from, but on Saturday,
yeah.
Why is you calling any human being before 8 o'clock? Why? Who the hell? What do we have to talk about at 7:15 a.m.? Oh. There's nothing I want to talk. Like, my boy called me at 7:50 a.m. talking about what you doing. Dog is sad. I'm trying to sleep.
Yeah.
That's all I'm trying to do. But here the thing about it is, like he said, dog, did you see? I ain't seen nothing.
I'm still
it's 7:15.
I love it.
Dog, these people need to go. I'm trying to just go jump off in traffic.
The phone shouldn't even be allowed to work until after 8.
After 10.
It won't even ring.
It shouldn't. But I'm just saying, what made you get up? Pick your phone up and say, damn it, you know who I ain't called? Let me call him right now. But what?
Junior.
At what time, Junior?
At 7:15. First of all, I ain't formulated a thought. Okay, and then you another grown man talking to another grown man as I lay in bed. This ain't really, this is not comfortable. I'm not comfortable. When you heard me say, hello,
hello,
you go on the phone, dog, guess what? What? What at 7:15? What? Why am I guessing?
Why are you answering?
Dog, what? I ain't got no shirt on right now.
Why you want to wake up and guess?
Dog, I ain't got no shirt on.
You sleep naked?
Dog, what? Shirt?
I'm just asking.
However I sleep, it ain't none of your business at 7:15. I'm just saying I'm not comfortable with the conversation. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Y'all
okay.
should just find something else to do. Don't call people no more.
Okay.
That's all I just want to say.
What's the earliest you can take a call?
10:30.
10:30 on a Saturday.
7:15 on a Saturday. Yeah, 10:30. I want to get up, have my coffee, uh-huh. enjoy my morning. Uh-huh. But, dog, you call me at 7:15, I ain't got no shirt on. You talking about guess what? But what?
This is uncomfortable, huh?
It's uncomfortable.
You laying horizontal talking to another man.
At 7:15.
That don't even feel right.
At 7:15.
Right.
Dog, I got one leg in the bed, one leg out the bed.
Guess what?
That's all I want to say. Just stop calling me.
Truth be told.
Okay.
10:30.
10:30.
Yeah, 10:30.
I wish you would call him on Saturday.
Don't call him. He'll be upset.
Wow. Yeah. All right.
And the person I'm talking about is Jay. Just want y'all to know.
Oh, it's you, Jay?
Wow. You know what?
Just want
you
y'all to know.
I thought we agreed not to bring that up.
That we agreed to agree to.
Same time we agreed that you would not.
Both of y'all. Both of y'all. Let me tell you something.
What, Steve? Come on.
Tommy, I think you agree with me. Both of y'all. Both of y'all sick ass need some women in your life.
Y'all need some ladies.
Y'all need something
man.
To do.
Y'all ain't got nothing to do. Y'all waking up by y'allselves.
Put your shirt on, Junior.
Why is
y'all
he on the phone?
Each other? Y'all issues ain't even real issues. Call me the 10:15, Jay.
I mean it,
I thought we agreed not to talk about this. Damn.
All right. Thank you, Junior.
Yeah, that's
we get it now.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve. Our very own J. Anthony Brown is always here with the foolishness. Can count on him. He's got details on his brand new book. Tell us about it, Jay.
I just finished my new book, Steve, and it's called 101 Ways to Start an Argument. Several chapters in the book. Chapter 1, you know,
laugh on the phone for no reason. Just laugh.
That'll start an argument.
Yeah, it will start an argument. This is how you start.
Yeah, you laughing at.
Yeah. Chapter 7 is a real good chapter. Uh-huh. Take a shower in the middle of the day. Just shower. Oh. You know? Yeah. Where you going? Yeah. No, I'm just showering. That's a. On Sunday, this is a good one for Sunday. Say I'm going to a different church by myself. That's what you say on Sunday.
That's not arguing.
Yeah, it's gonna be some hell up in there. Well, who over there?
Here's another one. Ways to start an argument. Yeah. Put an empty bag in the closet and just walk away. Just put it up there and just walk away. Like, what's in there? Don't worry about that. Don't go up there. Yeah.
What you mean, don't go up there?
Yeah, don't go up there. Right. Don't go up there. All right, ways to start an argument. Say this phrase right here. This really works. Say, I'll be right back.
Yeah.
And leave. Just leave. Just leave. I'll be right back.
You'll be where you going?
I'll be right back. Don't worry about where I'm going. I'll be right back.
What you mean, right don't worry about it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awesome.
Just walk out of here. What?
You use this phrase right here on the phone. This really gets an argument going. Say, good job, Becky. I'll see you tomorrow. And then hang up the phone.
Becky?
Becky with the good hair, Becky?
Becky.
Why the hell you got to encourage Becky?
Yes.
What you doing? Some damn good job, Becky. What she do so damn good? Well, your black ass got to be commenting on it.
This is from my new book, How to Start an Argument. Ask your mate, your lady, when's your friend coming over here? You know,
My God.
You can't do that.
She ain't been over here in a while. When's she coming back?
She's single, huh? Ain't she single?
No.
Yeah. That starts an argument right off the right top.
He's a pretty good Jay argument right here, boy.
Ways to start an argument. No matter what movie she say she want to go to, you say, I seen it already.
Oh, you're done.
Oh, you're going to movies now? Oh, okay.
You had time to go see it.
You saw Hustler already?
Boy.
Yeah, I seen that. Well, let's go to I seen it. Here's another one. Here's another one. Ways to start an argument. You on the phone and you laugh real damn loud and then you start whispering.
Jay, you've been married a bunch of times, boy.
And this is why he's divorced.
Jay,
you know how to run somebody off, dog.
Jay, can I give you one?
Give me one. I'll put it in the book. Go ahead.
Buy your wife some running shoes for her birthday.
Oh, Steve! Oh.
Wow.
I'm fat now.
Too far.
I thought you liked this color.
Yeah.
Man.
You don't like yellow?
Yeah.
What's wrong?
Yeah. Buy some running shoes.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
All of a sudden, in the middle of the day, you put on a clean shirt.
You woke up in one shirt and put on another. Oh.
What you change your shirts for?
Can I just put on a new shirt?
No.
No, you cannot. What was wrong with the old one?
Hey, Jay. Can this go in the book, Jay?
Can I just add one more?
Last one more.
You ready?
Yeah.
Come on. Ways to start an argument in your house, guaranteed.
Come on. What?
Come in from work and pull your pants off and ain't got no drawers.
All right, thanks, Jay and Steve.
You just commando with it.
The nephew up next with today's
show troll.
Today's prank phone call. Right after this.
What's wrong?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. Subject, her family is ghetto, and she doesn't even know it. Right now, though, we'll get to it. Right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
Go on, tell him what I got, Sherry. Go on, tell him.
All right. Well, this was my mom's favorite. Okay. My late mom. This was her favorite. When she loved to hear this one. It's called Aqua Boogie. Right? Aqua Boogie, right?
Aqua Boogie. Aqua Boogie Current. Actually. Aqua Boogie Current. It is.
Hello. Hello, I'm trying to reach a Quincy, please.
This is.
Hey, how are you? My name is Maurice. Maurice calling you from the power company. How you doing today?
I'm all right. What's up?
Well, listen, we're doing some testing in your neighborhood. We're trying to make sure we don't have to actually shut the power down out there. And we're calling around to quite a few people in your neighborhood, running some tests on individual homes and making sure the electricity is running correctly. Can I get you to do a few things for me and see if the quicker we get through with this, sir, and it's a possibility we won't have to turn your power off at all. I know you don't want us to have to come out and turn power off and you got stuff in your refrigerator that can spoil and things like that. So we want to try to get this done, and hopefully the power with the test that we run, it'll run correctly and we won't have to do anything, okay?
I don't know nothing about no electricity, though, you know what I'm saying? So
No, I understand that. Don't worry about that.
All right.
Here's what I need you to do. Now, how big is your house? How many bedrooms you got?
Four bedrooms.
Four bedrooms. Now, you have upstairs, downstairs?
It's two-story.
Okay. All right. So here's what we need to do. If you can...
This ain't going to take long, though, right? I got to, because I'm in a hurry, man. I ain't going to have a lot of time.
No. This won't take long at all, sir. Can I get you to take your breaker and shut down everything upstairs, and we're going to run a test on the stuff downstairs right now? It'll be real quick.
All right. Just shut everything off?
I want you to keep the downstairs open and keep that so we can run our test on this thing.
All right. Everything's shut. Everything's down.
Okay. You turned off
everything.
Upstairs.
I just turned off all the switches.
Okay. Here's what I need you to do. I need you to turn on your television and then turn it off.
Downstairs?
Downstairs. How many TVs you got?
I got two TVs downstairs.
Let's turn them both on.
Hang on. All right. They both on.
Okay. Now, you got a microwave in your kitchen?
Yeah, I got a microwave.
Okay, turn that on.
It's already on, man. I can see the lights on. It's got the clock on it.
That's got that double atron thing that's going through there, and it's a whole different type of current. I just want
to
make
I don't know nothing about what you're talking about, but I got to get to work, man. So the microwave's on. It's running.
No. I want you to actually turn it on. I want you to actually push like a minute or two on that thing.
What's
that
got
to
do with anything, man? Come on now. I mean, what I got to do?
No, this is a test, sir. What I don't want to have to do is come out there and turn your power off. And I don't want to do that. You got a lot of food in your fridge, I'm sure, right?
All right. Hey, look, it's on. Microwave's on. TV's on.
Okay. Now, open your refrigerator.
Man, the electricity works downstairs.
Okay, but listen, now, I know, but what we got to do is we got to make sure that this stuff isn't overpowered. Now, can you open your refrigerator?
Yeah, man.
Do you see the button you can push it and the light will go out? You know what I'm talking about?
Come on, man. You ain't got nobody to just be able to check something outside, man. I mean, I'm in the fridge.
I understand, but push that button five times for me and see what it does.
The light button?
Yeah, push that light button five times.
Come on, man.
All right, did it go off and on every time?
Yeah, it's off and on, man. Ain't nothing wrong with the refrigerator. The refrigerator's plugged in, man.
Okay. Now, here's what I want you to do. Right there, if you're in the kitchen, turn your sink on for me.
Turn the sink on? What they got to do with electricity, man?
Well, see, that's a nitro current. That's a nitro current. You wouldn't understand that, but I need you to turn that on for me, too. Just turn it on full blast. Got it on?
I got it on.
Okay, now go in your master bedroom.
I can turn it off?
No, let that water run. Go in your master bedroom and go in the bath for me. I appreciate you helping me out on this.
Man,
Quincy.
Come on, man.
Quincy, I appreciate you.
I'm in a hurry. I mean, everything's working. I'm in the bath. What's up?
Okay, flush that toilet for me, Quincy.
Say what?
Flush that toilet for me.
Flush the toilet?
Yeah, flush that toilet.
Man, it ain't even electrical.
What it is, it's an aqua boogie.
Man, look, you need to get somebody. I'm going to flush the toilet. There ain't no electrical plugs or nothing in this area, man.
Right, I understand that. You don't see what it is? This is an aqua boogie current that flows through that water. Flush that thing for me one time. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Okay. All right.
Toilet works, man. You ain't got nobody in the area that could come out here and just check this out, man.
Quincy, I'm trying my best not to come out and turn your power off. And I know you got somewhere to go.
How you gonna turn my power off, man? You supposed to be making sure the power stay on.
Right, I understand that. Now, Quincy, do you have a blender?
Yeah, I got a blender, man. I got a blender, I got a TV, I got a refrigerator, and they all work. The toilet works, everything works.
All right, what I want you to do is get this blender, and we'll just throw you a few cubes of ice or something in there and turn that thing on for me.
Come on, man.
We're almost done.
I got to get to work, man.
Just work with me, the quick. Blender. I appreciate it, man.
This is just a blender. Come on, man. This is some bullshit.
Yeah, that's that isometric current.
Electricity work in this house, man. You need to check the next house.
You don't have no problems with no smoothies or nothing in that thing, do you?
You serious? Man, what the hell I got to do with anything, man? I got to get to work.
You understand,
said this shit
understand.
Was like,
listen.
Be a minute, man. This going too far.
Okay,
have somebody
okay,
come out here or do this because I need to get to my job.
I understand that.
I could just call and have people go through the damn house playing scavenger hunt. I got to get to work.
Okay, now listen, Quincy, one last thing. Are you able to shut that breaker, put that breaker back on, and then shut off downstairs and then go upstairs and check some stuff for me?
Shut off what?
Shut off the breaker downstairs. Go ahead and turn it
off. I'm not shutting off no breaker downstairs. I shut off the one upstairs. We done turned on every damn thing down here. You didn't have me. I got the blender. I done turned on the microwave, the refrigerator. Come on, man. Flushing the toilets and I got to get to work.
Quincy, I need you to lose this attitude you got.
I need you to get somebody down here to do this. My electricity in my house work. It work for you. Call me. The only thing that ain't work is my ain't at work because I'm here doing this bull playing off and on. Get somebody in here. This work.
Now don't piss me off and make me turn it all the way off.
Piss you off. My work. And when I get back from work, my still should be on.
I got one more thing I need to say to you, Quincy.
It better be the last thing.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your sister Gail.
Gail better be in a witness protection program, man. Let me turn this water off, man. You got me.
Hey, man, let me ask you something, man. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest, radio show in the land?
That's got to be the Steve Harvey Morning Show. And Tommy, you call me again, they going to be the show used to have Tommy on.
That right there fairly goes to Miss Helen right there. Okay, okay,
Tommy
okay.
Tommy having
okay.
Those people go all over the house doing all this stuff. He's so crazy. All right, here we go. Coming up, Strawberry Letter. We'll get into it. Subject, her family is ghetto. She doesn't know it. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And listen, if you need advice on relationships, on dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read
pop
this
it,
one right
pop
here,
it, pop
right
it.
Now. It's for you, Jay.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter. I ain't done that in a minute. Wow. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. What do you mean you haven't done that?
Well,
you know, when
like
Steve is here, he don't let me introduce the letter no more. He shut up. I don't need all that. That's for Shirley. You,
Shut your ignorant ass up. I don't need
Well, she back and you did it, so can we do the letter now? You happy?
Yeah, we can do it. See, right?
Got your little intro hate I
did
in.
It. He hate I did it, sure.
Wow. It's a lot going on. All right, subject.
He does not like me. My uncle does not like me.
He loves you, though. He loves you. No. Yeah. All right, subject. Her family is ghetto
both
and she
y'all,
doesn't know
both
it.
Of y'all, both of y'all are correct.
What?
He your uncle, and he do not like you. See that?
But
you
he loves you. But yeah, he loves you.
I do.
All right. Yeah.
Love you to death, boy. Ain't going to let nothing happen to you. Do not particularly care for you.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Dear Stephen Shirley. Yes, it is. I grew up in a two-parent home, and both of my parents earned college degrees and worked hard to provide a good life for me and my siblings. And I have a college degree as well. And I've been married for over 20 years to a great woman, and we have two teenagers. My teenagers are well-mannered and really smart kids. So here's my problem. I met my wife in college and fell in love with her, but I cannot stand her family. They are, for lack of a better term, ghetto. I must admit that as my kids grew up, I limited their access to my wife's side of the family, but I had to be careful so I wouldn't offend my wife. These people are hood, and they have a cookout for every occasion. They all live on the same street in 5 or 6 mobile homes, so they always are down to party, play cards, drink, get all loud, and act a fool. These kids are always part, their kids are always part of the festivities, and when my children were younger, my wife wanted our children to get to know their cousins. That didn't last long because the hood cousins started teasing my children about the way they speak and how they carried themselves. One of my sons will be graduating from high school soon, and my wife has a party planned for him. She wants to invite her entire family to the party that's in our community center in our neighborhood. I have politely reminded her how much of a fiasco it might be, but she is dead set on having her family included. I can already imagine a dice game jumping off by the pool if her uncle comes. I don't want to be disrespectful, but I need to put my foot down and set some ground rules. Stephen Shirley, how can I make this party work? Wow. Well, first, no alcohol. I have to say that. No alcohol. Because that's when the stuff jumps off. No alcohol, okay? None. Don't have any. They're going to be mad. But you can't have any alcohol because they get that in them and it's just no telling. You might want to have some security around, some plainclothes security. You know, let them mingle through the crowd and everything. Because, you know, that's in case something does go down. You know, in the meantime, though, I got to tell you this. You gave us a lot of information in your letter, you know, about you graduating from college. You and your wife have been together for 20 years. She's a great woman. You fell in love with her. Your kids are great. Their hood cousins make fun of them and everything. I just say, in the meantime, this is a teenage party. You know, remind people of that. So it should be okay because it's for the teenagers as long as the grown folks don't act a fool. The adults just have to behave. You love your wife. You said that. You love your wife. You fell in love with her and you don't want to offend her. So please, please be mindful of that. You know, that these are her folks. She wants them to be included. She loves them and really she wants them there. So I mean, hood or not, ghetto or not, as you call it, they're gonna be there because this is what the wife that you love wants. So no alcohol and a little bit of security might help you. Steve?
Well, how many minutes I got here before I get started on this? I just wanted to say that I completely and totally disagree. With everything Shirley said. Your damn children need these people. Yes, they do. Body give a damn. Both my parents earned college degrees. My mom and daddy my dad ain't even finished elementary school. My mama got a high school diploma. That's it. Ain't none of my brothers and sisters been in no college. That's it. I went flunk right out. I got a college degree as well. I've been married over 20 years. Well, everybody don't make it 20 years. Hip, hip, hooray for you, partner.
Are you bitter, Steve? You
said no, like I'm just going to tell him what, because he, you know, he think he's somebody.
Yeah.
You got these two teenagers. They well-mannered and really smart kids. They book smart. They ass ain't street smart. Stupid ass need to get with these cuz and show them how to handle themselves out there in life. You got a family that's got five mobile parks down the street from each other, all of them in trailer home. He need to know these people.
What?
Because something could pop off. You needs them people. You mad and stuff. You don't want them around there, for lack of better term, they ghetto. Everybody on this morning show from damn ghetto. It's a lot of good in the hood. But you think, because you got this little degree, oh, you think your ass is somebody you special. Well, you ain't.
You're mad at him.
Yeah, hell yeah. And I'm going to tell you why when we come back. Hell right. Yeah. Sitting up here because he got a little punk ass degree.
Can't all right, listen, that. Steve, hang on to that.
So
we'll have part
what?
Two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, her family is ghetto. She doesn't know it. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter, which you are so mad about. The subject, her family is ghetto, and she doesn't know it.
All in here, tell me, so damn what? Most ghetto people don't know they ghetto because they from the ghetto. That's just where they from. That's just where they live. Now, you shouldn't have been here because both your parents got college degrees, work hard. You and your siblings, you married 20 great woman, two teenagers. Both of y'all got degrees. You met in college. But you can't stand her family. Well, her family probably can't stand you either. Your bougie ass coming over. See, there are a lot of, they lack for a better term. Yeah, here come his snobby ass sitting up in here. You don't like nothing they do down there. So I'm finna tell you about him. I must admit that as the kids grew up, I limited their access to my wife's side of the family, but I had to be careful not to offend them. These people are hood. See, you think your kids is well-mannered and smart kids, but they don't got no street smarts. You know how many stupid-ass book smart people I know. Bill Gates ain't got a college degree. Hold on, let me show you something. Let's get it real. We talking about college degrees. Tommy got a college degree.
Okay. Oh man,
I don't have a college degree.
That
now,
which
one of us you want your kids to be?
That brings it home, Steve.
Tommy got a college degree. I ain't. Who you want your kids to be? Probably neither one of us, but if you had to pick one, would you pick his stupid ass? That's all I'm asking you. Got a college degree, ain't got a damn brain in his skull. So much for your little damn college degree. They have a cookout for every occasion. They live on the same street in five or six mobile homes. They always down to party, play cards, and drink. Damn it, what's wrong with that? You got to do something. We've been working all week. We got to have some fun. We ain't got a whole lot of money, so we gonna play cards. That's what's matter with your punk ass kids. They don't know how to play spades. They can't play dead whist. They don't know how to. They don't play tunk. They don't shoot dice. Little punk ass kids gonna go off to college. They ain't gonna know a damn thing. He gonna get their ass hustle. They gonna go in Times Square. Somebody gonna have a three card Molly game set up. Take all your little ignorant ass kids' money. Somebody gonna have a shell game set up. Take all your kids' money. Oh, yeah, but they're going to go visit. Everybody go to Times Square. Your little kid's going to come back broke. The kid's always a part of the festivities. Your kids probably need to learn how to play tunk. How the hell you grow up and don't know how to play tunk? You can't shoot no damn pool. My wife want our children to get they know they cousins because your wife is right. Because she know you ain't taught them a damn thing. Set up here and taught them all that book knowledge and all that. And they're over there just getting their ass whooped every time they go to the playground.
He did not say that, Steve.
Well, I'm telling you what it sounds. This is what I'm reading in the letter. I'm reading all this in the letter. Your wife want them to know their cousins because they damn daddy soft. They didn't last long because the hood cousins, they want them to come over and could start teasing your children about the way they speak and how they carry themselves. This ain't the last time they going to hear this. The hood cousins was getting them ready for life.
Why are you mad?
That's what hood
because
cousins do.
They sitting up in here and not honoring the value of these hood cousins. It's good in the hood. You need to let these hood tease your kids about the way they speak. They probably speak real proper, just like your ass. One of my sons be graduating from high school. My wife got a party planned. She want to invite her entire party to the five family to the party. That's in our community center in our neighborhood. Oh, I see. You live in a complex that's got a community center.
Right.
Oh, now you going, you scared the hood people going to come over there, start swimming with all their clothes on and stuff like that. Going to bring a grill out there. Because, you know, we travel with some grills 40s. In our car. I had a grill in my car till I was 34 years old. Sorry what? To mention. Yeah, kept a grill in my car. Charcoal lighter fluid, too, and a fishing rod. Whoa. Hell yeah. Never know when I run across a lake. I need something to eat. I was homeless. I ain't no time to deal with this punk ass letter. And you sit up in here. I politely remind her how much a fiasco it'll be if I invite them people over there. But she dead set on having her family included. I can imagine a dice game jumping off by the pool if they uncle come. Who don't like to shoot dice?
That's a great game.
Oh, hell no. I know you ain't say we can't shoot dice.
Wait a
How
minute.
The hell we can't like shoot dice? We at the swimming pool.
Steve, can I
Black
please
people
ask
don't
you a
swim.
Question?
So what else is they going to do? Your uncle can't swim. He got some dice. We standing around. We ain't doing it. You hold on, Shirley. We shooting dice. I don't want to be disrespectful. I need to put my foot down. You can kick the dice. Put your foot down. If they roll and you kick it for a hit point, you can kick the dice. Yeah. Get a re-throw.
Fade.
I need to make some ground rules. Why can I make this party work? Don't your ass don't go. Now what you want to ask me, Shirley?
So you're rolling around with a fishing pole because you get hungry. So you'll go get some fish and then catch it and bring it back and cook it on the grill that's in your car?
No, I take it up to the rest area because they got them cast iron grills already dug into the ground. We threw parties. Wow. My brother still got card parties at his house. When my oldest brother died, we stopped for 6 months because we was mourning, but we back now.
thank you, Steve. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Coming up at 46 minutes after the hour.
That's why the majority of my friends ain't got no damn college.
Okay, we'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What's the biggest lie you ever told? Tommy started off.
My oldest son, when he was younger, he wanted to go to PG-13 movies. I always knew it was going to be something that he didn't need to see. So he didn't know, but I would tell him, hey, do you know what PG-13 means? He's like, no. I say, that means only 13 people can go in the movie. So when we would get there, I say, it's already 12 people in there. We can't go in there. It's too late. And he would be like, wow, we don't never get here in time enough to see any PG-13 movies. We're going to have to go see a G movie. We're going to go see a G movie. We'd be all up in Lion King. We not going to see PG. Your mama ain't finna be mad at me. PG-13 is what it is.
All right, come on, Junior. That's what cute. You got? What's the biggest lie you ever told?
I need to make sure that my mama ain't listening.
You know, Miss Alicia listens.
I was at football 16 years old. And my mama let me take her truck to practice. And, you know, after practice, my boy get in the truck. We driving back. I took my mama brand new blazer and backed it and got it stuck on the side and dented the whole left side on a school bus. My boy said, man, I can't let you go back home with the truth. You got to say that bus backed into you. Boy, he said, you can't walk in. Your mama brand new. He got this tag still on it. It ain't no license plate. Man, I walked in and mama said, what happened to that truck? And my boy just went to talking. We was just buttoning up our seatbelts. Next thing you know, a school bus hit us. My mama bought that for about 2 months.
She said, that's case.
She said, why you ain't getting no case?
Right.
I got the biggest ass whooping I had ever received at 16. I was fast after that. I was really fast.
All right, come on, Steve. The biggest lie you've ever told. Last one. What you got?
So many.
I have an endless pool to choose from. I had borrowed my daddy's station wagon one time. I was taking this girl out on a date in my church choir. But I wanted to be with her in the car. And so what I did was I stopped at the drugstore and bought some Pond's Cold Cream. That was a trick me and the fellas used to use back in the day. You put Pond's Cold Cream on the windows, it make it, you know, you can't see in the window. And I put the Pond's Cold Cream on the windows before I got down there to pick her up. And when I went and picked her up, and she came and got in the car, I'm in the station wagon. I backed out. I couldn't see a damn thing. I hit my daddy's fender on the fence and tore the headlight out.
Can't get cream off no window, boy. What?
Yeah, you can get.
Why palms, would you put the cream on?
No, you can get Pond's cold cream off the window. You can't get it out the crack where the window meets the upholstery. That's where you can't.
That's what got you.
All right, thank you, guys.
You're listening.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so guys, here's a question for you. Do you have a hiding place in your home to just have a few minutes alone? You know, I mean, everybody should have some place, some little getaway place that they can have some me time. For instance, some women like to have what they call a she shed or a small room that they can read in or just chill in. I you know what? I love the bathroom. Men usually go into the garage or their man cave or the basement or someplace. Do you take an extended break in your home hiding place? Do you do it every day is the question? Or does your family know not to disturb you when you're in your favorite room or your hiding place? Come on, Steve. I know you take time for yourself.
Yeah,
you've
I do.
Always
yeah.
done that.
Yeah, yeah, I go to San Diego.
You leave the house?
Yeah, get the hell out. Can't follow me down there. Damn grandkids know how to use the elevator and everything. I'll be damned. I'm going to San Diego.
It's beautiful there.
I don't care if it is. It's just they not there.
Shirley, you got one?
Yeah, I will be in my bathroom for hours.
Okay.
Hours
in the bathroom.
In the bathroom, because I have a TV in there, and you know I do my makeup. You know, yeah. I don't mean the water
you
closet.
You don't mean the toilet.
No. I don't mean that.
I spend most of my time. In the bathroom.
No. Not there. I just mean in the outer part. Yeah. That's a separate little room.
With the bathroom. I got my TV right in front of the toilet and a computer.
Now that's how you go.
Yeah.
From now on, that's how you go.
I don't miss nothing, because when I'm watching a game, I just get up and go on in the bathroom.
It's on the wall right in front of you? That's fly. That's fly. I ain't done that one.
Up a little high where you can keep your head up. You don't want to look even. Keep your head up, your digestive tract is more open.
Wow.
Just slightly above eye level.
What about you, Tommy?
I'm in my theater.
Oh, uh-huh.
I can get away from them in the theater.
Oh, did you hear that rich ass
statement?
Did you hear that, Junior?
Said a rich ass statement, and I ain't say nothing. You said my kids on my grandbaby's on the elevator. I ain't say nothing about your elevator in your house.
See, I didn't pay attention.
I know you did.
I was saying I was going to, because I can't go up or down.
Go ahead, T.
You got a theater?
More rooms in this chateau. I thought I had it limited.
Stop. All right, well.
How y'all bypass his elevator on my theater?
Hey, Junior.
Huh?
Which one of your rooms in your house is your theater?
Yeah, let's hear from the poet.
Oh, I don't have none. A theater? What I had to do is take some drapes and put them on the side of the TV and make my ass a theater.
With the remote.
With the remote in there. Yeah. I'm going to make a theater. Hold on, y'all. Come out the kitchen. Them drapes going to catch you. Yeah. I'm going to make a theater.
I know.
Mm-hmm. That boy, that baller. Boy, that chateau must be nice. I ain't been
yeah,
yet, though.
Yeah, me, I go to my theater.
What?
Man.
Early. It was...
The what?
The
nothing. I can't say nothing.
How many seats in the theater?
I'm not telling.
There's so many they can't find him in there, Joe.
Shut up, Steve.
Ooh, where's Daddy at in this here theater, girl? Go down front. See if he down now.
Go down to the theater. I better take my ass down to AMC.
Go look in the balcony. See if he up there. Daddy!
Man, dog, what?
You asked me where I go to get away. That's all I said.
Man.
Well, the Lord is still blessing.
He blessing you,
yes,
man. I didn't
yes,
even
yes,
know
yes,
you
yes,
had
yes.
a theater, Tom. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting up here talking to you like you ain't had one. I got to change how I talk to you.
How were you talking to him at first?
Like he ain't had no theater. Uh-huh. Now he got a theater. I got to change how I talk to him. I have Mr. Nephew now. Hey, Mr. Nephew, what time you go down to the theater?
I don't want to hear it.
So, Steve, in case you don't make it to San Diego, what room in your home do you go to? Where do you go in your house?
I go all the way down to the basement.
Uh-huh. What's down there, though?
Down there, just a little man cave I got.
Oh, okay. All right,
big
Steve.
Awesome.
Ooh. All right, coming up, more of today's trending stories on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. And we'll be back in 20 minutes after the hour, right after this.
We'll be in the theater.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
How many friends do you guys have? I'm not talking about social media friends. I'm talking about real friends. Now, according to a new survey, the average American has about 16 friends. Of these 16
really?
Friends.
What?
Yeah, yeah. This
ain't nobody got no damn 16 friends.
But, Steve, this is according to a new survey.
That's
what
true.
New survey?
Okay.
Nobody got no damn 16 friends.
Yeah. Yeah, and they say of these.
What? Who that friendly?
They say of these 16 friends, three were described as friends for life. Five were people they really liked and would hang out with one-on-one, and the other eight were people the respondent said they liked but would not spend time with them one-on-one. The survey also found that the average American adult hasn't made a new friend in 5 years. So, Steve, I got to ask you, it begs the question, how many friends, real friends, do you have, 16 or less?
Probably got five.
Five, you can count them on one hand. True
five.
Friends, yeah.
I'm talking about ride or die, don't give a damn, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Top five. Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm talking about where, with it, five maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to mm-hmm. make new friends at the
And I ain't I made a friend in 5 years. How, where?
At work. At work, Steve. That's where you are all the time.
How many friends you got, Tommy?
I would say three.
Oh, wait,
three
can we continue this
dog.
Conversation when we come back? Three and a
sure
problem.
Sure we can.
Oh, uh-huh. Like you playing spades.
All right, we'll be back. We'll pick this conversation up when we come back at 33 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, we were talking about how many friends do we have. There's a new survey, and it says that the average American has about 16 friends. Of those 16.
That's impossible.
Well, wow. This is how they break it down. Three were described as friends for life. Three you have for life. Five were people you really liked and you would hang out with one-on-one. And then the other eight were people the respondents said they liked, but they wouldn't spend time with them one-on-one.
Then that's not your friend.
Yeah.
And then they say the average American adult hasn't made a new friend in 5 years.
I know that.
And you know why? Tell you me. Don't have time to learn nobody else. All them learn you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got right. trust.
Yeah, and there's a trust yeah. factor. Yeah.
Man, when he say yeah. something that's right,
I can't
me
believe
off
it.
A little bit.
Yeah, you get quiet. I noticed you get quiet,
it just
Steve.
Me off.
But it was right. He was
yeah.
100%.
He was on point.
Correct.
Yeah, he was.
Man, you ain't got time to learn nobody, man. Mm-hmm. What?
But it sounds like with this group right here, we don't use that term loosely. Like,
oh, no.
Friend,
no.
When I call you a friend.
Yeah.
Come on,
oh,
dog.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
No. No
I can count on you no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
it's
a
It's five
friend.
Of them dudes in my world. Yeah. I'm 62 years old.
Yeah.
And it's about loyalty, too. It's
and,
about
and, yes, and my good ones done died.
Yeah.
That's what's cold. Mm-hmm. Look, I know, like, my friends for life, Butch, Ricardo. So, you know, you look at Butch and Ricardo, I've been friends with Manny since I was four. Mm-hmm.
What are their last names?
My best friend from college is Marvelous Marvin Horton.
Uh-huh.
We still boys. Mm-hmm. The ride or die.
Yeah, that's your dog.
I'm talking about Biggie Wig.
Okay.
And Blue.
I like Blue.
I'm talking about, man, dudes that'll walk off right. the edge for you.
Yeah,
yeah.
Biggie Wig and Blue. Mm-hmm. Prue. Yeah. Yeah, they walk off the edge for you, man.
Yeah.
That ain't no lie. Ricky Lewis, good ass brother, too, man. But I got dudes that,
my friend,
that I call like Steve Perry.
Dr. Perry.
Dr. Perry. Yeah.
Oh, this is my dude, man. He climb down in the hole with me. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you call that group that's after friends, but they still cool with you?
Acquaintances.
You know what I'm saying? But you're not in that top. You're not in that five.
Well, maybe it's levels of friends.
Yeah.
You know, because they could still be friends, right?
I think that's what they were saying. Some people are with you ride or die, and then others are. You'll spend time with them one on one. You know. Yeah, I think there are different levels of friendship.
Because I know some people that
I call them like New York, like short for New York, like NYK. That's what I call. I just put them in the NYK group, like New York.
NYK.
York.
All right, well, we'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm missing.
I know, coming up at 49 after, some closing remarks coming up as well, right after this.
You're listening.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
To the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Steve, we're here at the last break of the day. Just one more thing, your closing remarks. What do you have for us today?
Well, I think I should talk about dreams because it's such a major component to your success. Dreams are such an important component to success. You can't underplay dreams. See, let me tell you something. Education is necessary for certain fields and professions. You want to be a doctor, a lawyer, a dentist, a pilot, a scientist, a teacher. Education is so necessary for many professions in this world. But there is nothing, and I repeat, there is nothing more important than your dreams. Your dreams have value. Your dreams wake you up in the morning. The dreams give you hope. You know, I'm not saying education doesn't do that, but education don't wake you up in the morning. It's what you dream and hope of becoming with the education that wakes you up. It is your dream that causes you to even get an education. If you want to fly a plane and that's your dream will cause you to do the things necessary to accomplish the dream. That's why I tell people, educators and all, if we spent more time talking to our children in our school system about their dreams and visions, we could reduce the dropout rate. But what we're doing is we keep talking to kids about the education, and we're not talking about the kids for the reason for the education. You got to get your education because you got to finish school. Finish school for what? We have got to take time out to talk about their dreams and visions. I tell parents all the time, if you're not talking to your kids about dreams every 90 days, that's a mistake, man. That's a mistake because young people change more often than you think. But if you're not revamping your dreams every 90 days as an adult, you're making a mistake because guess what? You change also. Now, you may not change as often as your children because you become a little bit more settled when you're older. But you've got to refurbish these dreams. You got to dust them off. You got to keep reminding yourself of what the purpose is. Because the dream provides purpose. You wake up in the morning because of what you dream to be. You get excited when the alarm clock goes off because of what you dream to be. Man, don't let nobody fool you. Now listen to me. I'm going to say this again. Education is important and it's critical to certain things in life. But you can actually make it in this world without one. Now, do you need to have some basics under your belt? I strongly suggest you do. And I'm not saying at all that you don't need school, because you do. School offers you a way to become well-rounded. That's the thing that school does for you a great deal. It not only educates you, it gives you social skills. It teaches you how to be well-rounded. It teaches you how to adapt. It teaches you the tool of memorization. So I'm not knocking it at all. But what I am saying to you, if you are like me in any way and you just not a school person, what you gonna do? You can still be something. If you've blown your education opportunity in life, you can still be something. If you just don't feel like you can do school again, you can still be something. Because the scripture says a man without a dream or vision shall perish. I know the Bible inside out. I don't know it. I didn't go to theology school or anything. So I can't quote it like people can oftentimes. But I don't recall ever going to Sunday school or any service I've ever been to and read a scripture about how necessary your education was. But I have seen repeatedly that a man without a dream or vision shall perish. See, the reason you'll die without the dream or the vision, because without the dream or the vision, you'll give up hope. You've heard so many people say, keep hope alive, because it's necessary. The dream, the vision, what you see for yourself, your hope for tomorrow, that impossible thing that nobody else can see except you, that thing that floats around in your imagination that keeps pushing you to make you think there's something out there other than this for me. If you wake up in the morning and you keep saying to yourself, man, there's got to be more to my life than this. That's because it is. That's because it is. Your visions and dreams are out there. And let me tell you something else. You got to make your dreams and visions so big, that it causes you to overcome all of your fears. See, the fear of failure is the number one cause of failure in this country because people are afraid to fail. But you have to have dreams and visions so big that it just overcomes all of your fears. You've got to want something so big, so dynamic to happen in your life, man, that you've got to make this happen. And the fear is secondary to all of it, and it'll cause you to push through. You've got to dream of something so outstanding that in order for it to happen, you absolutely have to have God's help. If you're dreaming of only stuff that you can accomplish yourself, I got news for you. You ain't dreaming big enough. Start dreaming big. Increase your dreams. They will change your life. It will change your perspective. It will cause your hope to grow. All right? Those are my closing remarks.
All right, today. Steve. All right. Yes.
Y'all have a good one. Hey, and can I say have a great weekend?
Yes, you can, finally. For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles
ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.